Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Adina Schmidman, and I'm thrilled that you are part of this program. To mark the completion of Sifrei Nevi'im, we are creating a Siyum scroll, an online place to recognize your accomplishment, as well as hosting several live events. Please check out the details at ou.org/women/Siyum. Again, ou.org/women/Siyum. Mazel tov on this meaningful accomplishment and much continued hatzlacha on your future learning. Please consider donating to support this valuable programming at ou.org/women/donate. And now to today's perek.
Hello, my name is Marcy Stern. Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Zecharia Perek Yud, Chapter 10. In our last class on Zecharia Perek Tet, we learned about the expanded spiritual influence of Hashem and his prophecy during Yemot HaMashiach, the days of the Messiah, not only on Bnei Yisrael, but on the nations surrounding Eretz Yisrael as well. We are called upon to rejoice because of the coming of Mashiach, who is described as Tzadik V'Noshahu, righteous and victorious, ani, humble, v'rochev al-chamor, and riding a donkey. Peace will ensue after Mohammed Gog u'Magog, and there will be no need for chariots and horses to pursue the enemy. The Navi calls out to the Asirei HaTikvah, the prisoners of hope, to return to their source of strength, and then Ashivlach, I will return, Hashem says to you. Perek Tet, chapter 9, ends with Bnei Yisrael finding favor in the eyes of Hashem. And so, Perek Yud, chapter 10, begins with the Navi telling the nation. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. Sha'alu me Hashem matar be'et malkosh. Request from Hashem rain in the season of the late rains. Hashem oseh hazizim. Hashem who makes rain clouds. Umtar geshem yitain lahem, and a shower of rain he will give to them. Le'ish esev basadeh, to each man herbage in his field. In this time of favor, you can ask for rain even at the end of the rainy season. The early rains, yoreh, are at the Sukkot time. The late rains are in Nisan. They're called Malkosh. Hashem will make sure that the produce will grow even at the times when the rains usually cease, as long as you request them and need them. Rashi adds that not only will Hashem answer the collective prayers of the nation, but Hashem will also answer even the one individual's prayer who davens for even one plant to grow, as the pasuk says, La'ish isev basadeh, for each man Hashem will give herbage in his field. Realize, the Navi says, that your forefathers' belief in false prophets and sorcerers who tried to convince them that the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash would not occur have been proven wrong. Verse 2, Pasuk Bet, Al kein nas'u kamot son, ya'anu ki ein ro'eh. They, the false prophets, have wandered off like sheep, humbled, with no shepherd to direct them. They have gone off into exile. Now, as the Geula unfolds, the Navi says, Hashem will cast his anger on the so-called leaders, the shepherds of the Babylonians, according to the Matsudas David, who have hurt you, or Machai Antiochus, the Greek leaders, who during the period of the Second Temple inflicted such anguish on Bnei Yisrael. Why? Ki pakad Hashem tzvakot et edro. Hashem has remembered his flock and will guard them. There are some commentators, like Radak, who interpret these psukim also on the times of Mashiach and the ultimate Geula. The Navi goes on to describe the strength and skill that will be evidenced in this war against these enemies. Verse 3, Pasuk Gimel, V'samotam kasus hodoba milchama, Hashem will make Bnei Yisrael like a horse whose glory is in the war. Bnei Yisrael will be courageous like the horse that runs straight into battle. Mimenu Pina, from them, from Bnei Israel, will come the cornerstone. Mimenu Yateid, from them will come the peg. Mimenu Keshet Mochama, and from them will come the bow of war. Mimenu Yetze Kolnokse Yachdav, from them all the leaders will come forth together. Mitzvah David explains, Mimenu Pina, from them the cornerstone. Miyehuda Yiyeh HaMelech HaMishubach, from Yehuda will come the most prized and wonderful king. Kamo HaEven HaHusam BaPinat HaBayit, Shehu HaMishubach, like the cornerstone that is set at the foundation corner of the house. Shehu HaMishubach, that is the most praiseworthy. Alki Hu Nir'eh Mishnei HaTzadim, because that stone is seen from both two sides, not just one. Mimenu Yateid, from there will come the peg. Mitzvah David explains, Al HaPakid UMemuneh, this is talking about the officer, the administrator, Shahakol Taloi Boy, that everything hangs on him. Get it? A peg? V'chein Ne'emar, and so it is said, Bakohen Gadol HaMemuneh Al HaBayit. This is talking about the Kohen Gadol who was appointed on the temple. All the spiritual burdens of the nation are hung on them. Mimenu Keshet Mochama, from them will come Lochamei Milchamto, those that fight the war of Hashem. Yihyu Mimenu will come from Bnei Yisrael, V'lo Yitztarech LeEzra, and they will not need help from anywhere else. Pasuk Hei, verse 5. V'hayu kegiborim bosim betit chutzot b'milchama. In the war, the Jews will walk and trample the enemy as mighty men trample the mud of the streets. V'nilchamu, and they will fight, and ki Hashem imam, because Hashem is with them. They will wage war because Hashem is with them and be victorious. They will defeat their enemy who have horses and chariots while they will battle on their feet, Radak says. In Pasuk Vav, for the second time, the Shoresh, the root word of Gibor, Gimel Bet Resh, to be strong, is used to describe Bnei Yisrael in their ultimate battles. Pasuk Vav, verse 6, V'gibarti et Beit Yehuda, v'et Beit Yosef Oshia, and I will give power, make strong the house of Yehuda, and I will save the house of Yosef, the 10 tribes, from the north. I will return them. I will settle them. Vosim kirichamtim, because I have a mercy on them. That same root, gibor, strength, that will be a description of Bnei Yisrael, that it's sourced to them from Hashem, appears two more times in this very short parak. Pasuk Zion, verse 7, V'hayu kegibor Ephraim, and Ephraim will be like a strong warrior. V'samach libam kmo yayin, and their hearts will be gladdened like they are gladdened upon drinking wine. Uvnehem yiru, and their sons will see v'samecha and be so happy. Ephraim will be like a gibor, a strong man, a warrior. The Alshich says that there is an allusion here to Mashiach ben Yosef, that according to the Masorah, there will be a Mashiach from the house of Yosef who will fight the wars of Magog, that will precede the tranquil period of Mashiach ben David, Mashiach who comes from the house of David. Mashiach ben Yosef will die in the battle. The joy then will be temporary, as the joy felt from drinking wine. After that, Mashiach ben David, Mashiach from the house of David, will be established through Mashiach ben David. The fourth and final time the root Gimel Bet Resh, to be strong, appears is at the end of the parak, after the Navi tells of how Hashem will gather together all of Klal Yisrael, all the Jewish people from Asher, Assyria, from Mitzrayim, Egypt, and all the far-flung places that they have been cast into. V'gibartim b'Hashem uvishmo yitalachu ne'um Hashem. But so does David explains, Hashem will give the Jewish nation power through the salvation he brings upon them, and they will walk with his name. The Mephoshim, as we said, differ as to which wars and during which period of history this takes place. Where the Perek is describing wars that will take place during Bayesheni, the wars of Gog and Magog, before the days of Mashiach. But the fact remains that the Jewish nation has been and had remained at the whim of the nation for decades and now centuries. In Perek Yud, Hashem is promising the people then, and us, of the time where the enemy will be finally vanquished. B'nai Yisrael, as they stand with Hashem, will be empowered to act as Hashem's agents in the victory. They will be a gibor, they will be strong. But not misguided gibor, not a misguided warrior who thinks his prowess is the cause for the victory. As we learn in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Vav, Lo v'chayel v'lo b'koach, ki im bruchi amar Hashem. It is not through your power, it is not through your strength, but in my spirit, so says Hashem. Or Perek Tet in Yirmiyahu, that we read on Tisha B'Av. Al yitalel chacham b'chachmato. The strong person should not glorify himself in his wisdom. Va'al yitalel hagibor b'gvurato. And the strong man should not glorify himself in his strength. Al yitalel ashir b'ashro. The rich person should not glorify himself in his wealth. Ki im bezod yitalel hamitalo. But with this he should glorify himself. Haskel v'yadoti, contemplating and knowing me, so says Hashem. How fascinating to note the reaction of the children to seeing their fathers from Ephraim as Gibor Milchama, as the strong man in the war. It is described in Pasuk Zion again as Uvnehem Yeruva Samehu, their children will see and be happy, Yagel Libam Bahashem, and they will find happiness and joy in Hashem. After so many years in Galus, under the regimes and oppressions of different rulers, the idea that the Jew is a victorious gibor warrior fighting his enemy will make the children rejoice. But the three words that encapsulate the beauty of the moment are the three words that follow, Yagel Libam Bahashem. The heart of the young will rejoice in Hashem. They understand that their fathers are the agents of the war, but Hashem is the mastermind of the war. The military victory is ultimately a divine ordained victory to be davened for and to be grateful to Hashem for when it happens and most certainly will occur. B'mehra b'yameinu, amen. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui nishmat, Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef.